And now the Nutramedical Report with your host, Dr. Bill Deagle.
Both Bush and also Ronald Reagan. So
yeah, I know. She's a smart lady. She's a very, very detailed person.
Yeah.
And welcome back. We have Greg Ford here, and actually I got some new knowledge that I acquired from looking at all the videos from Barbara Honegger, who will be on the 9th, which I think is a Thursday, if I remember correctly. The 9th is a Thursday of January. Let me look at my thing here. 9th. Look at that. Amazing how fast time flies when I'm looking at the calendar here. Yeah, the 9th is a Thursday, if I recall correctly. She'll be able to come on then and talk. Now, Barbara Honegger was the intelligent analyst for Ronald Reagan and Sir George Bush. Is that right?
She was an intelligence analyst, right.
Was that George Bush Sr. too, right? Not Junior, right?
Right, Sr. George
H.W. Now, what she sent me a few little factoids I want to throw out there now right off the bat and get your response. She basically said 9/11 was an inside job, was a planned demolition. It was actually the amalgamation of 1961, Operation Sky, Operation Northwoods. Sky Shield 1, 1961, and Northwoods. And basically, if you take the two together, you get 9/11. The same thing with, by the way, 9/11 wasn't a real terrorist activity blowing the World Trade Center up until you did the Pentagon. And we went over all the evidence, which I agree with her on, that the Pentagon was not hit by an aircraft at all, ever. There's no evidence whatsoever there's any wide-body jet, which is longer than the total height of the walls, which I think the Pentagon's only about 77 feet high, to be honest with you. It covers, I think, 5 football fields in area, but it's only 77 feet high, and there's like 5 rings. I talked to April Gallup years ago, and I interviewed her on the show, and I mentioned a few factoids that Barbara, who almost knows everything, didn't know. Now, she used to reside in ring number 2, which is one of the inner rings. She went to her computer, and she already told me that as well, that there was the sector that she was working on, in the inner sector, they were actually rebuilding the walls with Kevlar windows and titanium beams. So they're trying to harden that area of the Pentagon. Now, where the so-called impact occurred with whatever hit, which is probably a small missilette, because it's very small, it was like a 30 or 40 foot wide hole. There were 2 black boxes there, but they're obviously planted, because what she mentioned to me years ago is that they actually had the sector right beside her, I think it was in sector number ring 1, there were actually aircraft parts laying there for months beforehand, including these black boxes. Isn't that interesting? And we recorded right on the air, so I'm trying to dig up that old audio. It might have been 8 or 10 years ago when I interviewed April. And you have to understand that there's lights outside, so if you had a wide-body jet, the wings would have knocked down those lights, but it didn't, because there was no air wide-body jet strike there.
Yes.
I worked with Air Force Academy, because I'm a civil aviation examiner for many decades. The guys in the Air Force told me that there's no way you can have a wide-body jet going at that speed, even if it was remotely guided in, because what's called a ground effect would have pushed the jet up. I mean, you have to slow down to actually even land. You can't go that fast.
It would have floated the aircraft itself. Yeah, there's
right, the aircraft would have floated above the building. In other words, it would have been above the roof of it, okay?
Right. So I used to be a pilot, and I used to use the ground effect to air taxi in different airports.
Right.
The ground effect, would have a direct effect on the strike of that, of that big, lumbering, fully fueled aircraft. Hitting the Pentagon.
Now, one of the other factoids that she mentioned, I wasn't totally aware, but I'm now sort of integrating with what I already know. I like to connect dots. Is that we're in what's called the terrorism phase of bringing in the New World Order. Now, it was announced 10 years exactly to the day before by George Bush Sr. And remember, these are the same people that wrote the PNAC, Project for New American Century documents, the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, the same people in the SAD, or Special Activity Division of the CIA. And you got to remember that George Bush Sr. was a CIA recruiter of not only Saddam Hussein in 1958 and the Ba'ath Party in Iraq, but he's also was the recruiter of Tim Osman, i.e. the senior engineer, son of the Saudi king at the time, who was a very tall guy and had renal problems because he had some kind of renal disorder. I think it was probably polycystic kidney disease. Polynephritis.
Right.
Polynephritis. And anyway, he had died several months before 9/11 in a Qatari dialysis unit before 9/11. But he was actually the senior engineer for that giant Saudi airport about 100 miles north of Riyadh. And they had to build it in the middle of the desert because they didn't want it right beside the city. That city, that airport, what's it called, a military airport, which is the largest one outside the U.S. Air Force anywhere in the world.
King Khalid.
King Khalid. Now, you have to understand, he was the guy running for us the battle against Russia, where we were literally allied with the Taliban. The Taliban was actually created by us. That's why what you talked to people about the weekend was that Taliban got half the contracts for so-called security protection for people, even though they're the terrorists. And where did this information come out? Was it Washington Post or where did it come out, Greg?
Well, that was actually extortion money that the Taliban was charging these defense contractors.
Right.
And you can call it organized crime in its purest form.
It was accepted by our SAD. See, one of the things I heard from my troops and contacts in Afghanistan over the years is that they made an arrangement that if they wouldn't attack our troop transports bringing in military equipment and bullets and MREs and other food, if we wouldn't attack them. And they could continue their drug trade and they would give their cut to us for shipping out opium, including what's called crocodile, which is the one that's killing all the Russian youth, and also contributing to us. So since we arrived in Afghanistan 18 years ago after 9/11, we've actually increased the drug trade of opium and these low, what's called dry land farming, by 4,400%. So we're allied with Taliban. We're not there. On one end, they kill our troops periodically, and they blackmail contractors in Afghanistan. But they're also allied with us on the other side with the drug trade and not attacking our troops or our things that go through Taliban territory. Crazy, hey?
Well, and also in my book, as I hate to go back to my book all the time, but I did.
You should, because you're the guy. I mean,
everything we're speaking about. You know, as I say, every week there's something that happens that's in my book.
Right.
Okay. Every week, never fails. But the thing is as I discuss in my book, is that when I was in. I had just gotten to Samara, and of all things, you know, we had a constant flow of civilians walking in to the police station in Samara, and they were telling us everything about what was going on with Saddam Hussein,
right.
and any other issues of different organizations like ISIS and so forth that was just beginning to start, and who was who. Who was doing what, okay? Civilians knew it all. And the thing was, is that the most important thing is that and it was totally unexpected, totally unsolicited, a U.S. American, okay?
Right.
You think about this, you know, sitting right here in the middle of a war conflict in Iraq, okay? And who comes walking up to, in Samara, walking on foot, walking up to the police station where I was, and it is an American citizen, okay, very very familiar with all the activities of the area, had been for 25 years.
Right.
Okay. He comes walking in, and the first thing he said is you know, I'm so and so, and I'm a gem hunter. Okay, you know, that's
right.
How I've made my fortune. But, you know, right now I've been working for the last, you know, 10 years in Pipelandistan. And, of course, I said, what are you talking about,
Pipelandistan, that's funny.
Well, Pipelandistan is Afghanistan. Okay.
Right, and where's the pipeline running from where to where? From what country?
It's crisscrossing the entire country, okay?
Right.
But mainly from Red Kurdistan, okay? Red Kurdistan is the northern part of Afghanistan, and that's the area that Donald Trump has spent the last 2 weeks selling out the Kurds, the Kurds that were living there and supporting us and helping us. Okay, That is their area. Okay, it's a semi-autonomous zone area
in Afghanistan
of oil. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but there's other strategic minerals. I want to mention something that you probably may or may not be aware of. Are you aware of a thing called torsion field imaging?
Well, I did want to finish this line of thought.
Okay, finish that line, then I'm going to add this stuff in here because I want to get your response to this. Go ahead.
And so he was saying, though, he said, hey, you know, obviously I'm talking to the right person. When he came walking through my door, and this is, by the way, the rotunda. This rotunda appears in Newsweek about 2004. There's a picture of my rotunda in the police station, in the building, and I can actually see a couple of my handwritten signs on the wall in the Newsweek photo. The Newsweek photo is called A Tortured Argument, okay? And it's referring to the torture that had been reported coming out of our unit, okay, our police station.
Right.
So anyway, I said, okay, well gee, it's a pleasure to meet you. What do you have going on? Okay. And he said, Jesus, I never realized my Americans have to be the stupidest people on the goddamn face of the earth. And I said, why?
Right.
What are you talking about? And he said, I just came from Afghanistan. What is the problem? What is the problem, you know, catching, finding, and locating and arresting, okay, or even killing Osama bin Laden, okay? And I said, okay, what's up? What's up?
First off, they had no intention of killing him anyway because he's a CIA asset.
Absolutely. You better believe it, okay?
Saddam Hussein is probably, as I say sarcastically, and I don't have proof of this, getting a hot rocks massage in Indonesia, and who knows about Uday and Kusi, his sons, who were trying to escape to eastern Iraq with a giant, you know, trucks loads of money and gold. I mean, you got to understand, these people are functionaries of the New World Order. They're collaborators, just like the Shah of Iran was, and when they told him to leave, he cooperated and got the hell out of there, didn't he? Out of Iran.
Well, of course. Hey, he was our employee. All right.
He's our man. He's a man on the block. People say, you wouldn't do that in America. Look, we're just like the ancient empire of Nimrod and Semiramis, okay, in Tammuz. When Nimrod died, his wife, Semiramis, claimed that their son, Tammuz, was the resurrection of Nimrod. And basically, this is a play, a satanic play on the resurrection of Jesus, because she was called the Queen of Heavens. Did you know that? Semiramis, this goes back long before the first Jew even, and the first, they left Ur of the Chaldees, 3,000 plus years ago. People say, oh no, that didn't happen. I said, you don't know any history, do you? Do you read? No, that's hard on your brain, isn't it, to read? You don't have to accept what Deagle says. Just go to any good library and you can find this stuff out, right?
Well, so this gem hunter, okay, is sitting there in the police station, a few feet from me, telling me everything, and everything he told me went into a report, a lengthy, what's called a CIID, a counterintelligence information detachment or report, detailed report. Okay,
right.
And so everything went in. Everything he told me went into a report directly to intelligence command, our command. All right. So anyway, he said, "Look," he said, "you can catch this guy, okay, whoever he is, Osama bin Laden, he called him. Let me see, if my memory serves right, Akbar Khan, okay? That is the name. He called him the name of an actor, Akbar Khan, okay?
Right, and, they run out of these pseudonyms so that they could know who they were because they're tagging them, but they're not their Muslim or Islamic name or Saudi name or whatever, right?
Right, so...
Keep that thought. We'll be right back with Greg Ford. We're giving you revelations here, connecting a lot of dots.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bell can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Interesting, hey?
Now, is this the Norwegian line?
Well, the Fleming are a combination of German, Norwegian. They're very mobile. They're very mobile between Germans and Norway and Scotland. The Flemings in all three areas, Germany, Norway, and Scotland.
When we have another moment to talk, I'd like to mention about what I'm going to bring up in my next book. Okay, is the Norwegian connection that I've had, okay, concerning intelligence work and the Thule Society and so forth. It was the Norwegian group that actually blew up the Hydro Norsk, the nuclear heavy water plant in Norway.
Right.
And so, I am going to recover and recount my conversations with one of the commandos, Norwegian commandos, that blew up the Hydro Norsk plant.
Yeah. Are you watching the miniseries Vikings? We're watching it again. There's a new season now. We're just finishing up, kind of renewing because we hadn't watched it for a couple of years. There's a new season now up. Both my wife is a J1C's Swedish Viking, and I'm a Norwegian Viking line. The named Eagle is actually Viking. Do you know that?
Mostly descended from the
Flemings and from the Thorns. And I have direct bloodline descent also from the French that were directly tied to the King of France. In fact, my ancestor back in Fort Royal and Port Ann was a general there that was eventually drawn and quartered. It was married to the cousin of Queen of Scots. So I got some tough people in my ancestry, which is probably why I've got some attitude. And you see, as I say to people, I will die for you, but I won't lie to you. And they don't know, well, I don't understand that. I said, I don't care what you think about me. I care about you anyway. I care about humanity just because God gave me his compassion for people out there. And I'm also fearless. People have realized, well, how are you going to survive? I said, being fearless and clever, which is why we're doing various things, even with our board certification. I've got my native boards now. And I'm soon going to try to apply to get my naturopathic boards as well on top of that, because what I do is functional medicine. And you see, functional medicine is going to change the nature of the future. I would tell people, we are very close to the idea of massive extension of human lifespan. I mean, imagine if we just added 20 years of viable life and work to the average population. It would totally change the structure of society. If you actually look at the 18 populations that live 100 years, we already know who they are. We know where they live. And 17 of them drink laceo milk with indium. I already have the most advanced indium in the world. I've designed it. It's called Indium Me. Deuterium depleted indium with radionic frequencies imbued into it to chaperone minerals into your nucleoplasm to turn around your DNA to make structural proteins and enzymes. I already have the product. I have Myco D2, the first product that generates ergothionine and actually helps your immune cells fight and see cancer. But ergothionine is the first receptor stem cells, and I have the first patented product in the world that stops you from physiologically aging. Even if you're chronologically aging, you don't need a physiologically age. You can reverse it. So we're getting to the point now where we're starting to realize some things in our environment, like 5G, 6G, wind towers, smart grid, and dirty electricity, or we call e-toxins. And all of this is by design. It's not by chance that they're trying to lower the IQ and sterilize people. And eventually, they want to actually outlaw wild reproduction, so you only reproduce if you pass over your gametes to get a punch biopsy of your forearm and have your fetus or child grown in the laboratory in a government facility where they can exclude certain gene complexes and make them resist the government order. Because remember, they want the government to be the patria governaris. In other words, they want the government to be the parent. They want you to be a proxy, if you want to call it. And they can grow an individual now. The British said 4 years ago they can grow an individual with genes from up to 30 or so different individuals, including different mitochondrial DNA or different chromosomes. So you have to understand, the human race is finished. If we're going to rescue it, we're going to rescue it with the truth and maintaining normal human reproduction. And we're going to also be able to cure disease, but we're not going to go modify humans and put animal genes in and make us, turn us into X-Men and X-Women with superhuman abilities, but make us no longer humans, but make us vicious, destructive, or I call minion animals for the super state. And people say, well, that can't happen. I said, they tried to recruit me 42 years ago to work on that project with DARPA. I told them to go to hell. People say, how did that happen to you? I said, because I got skill sets, they knew I did, and they wanted me to work with them at UCLA. So This is not open to your damned opinion out there. You might say, well, I have an opinion, Deagle, and you need to shut up. I said, no, you out there need to listen and stop telling me to shut up and let my guest speak. I had one other person the other night when I had you on the video. Just let the guest speak, you know. This is when I had, I think, one of our female guests on. I think it was the our guest on last Friday, Keisha Rogers. I'm thinking, I'm adding points to actually connect the dots, because if you don't connect the dots, how useful is this data? It just sounds really kind of weird, but you got to connect it, right? Just got to connect, for example, Operation Sky Shield 1 with Northwoods, which, by the way, this genius Barbara Honecker connected, and you get 9/11. Da-da! I didn't realize that until she explained it to me just the other day. I told her something about April Gallup and the fact that they had airplane parts and black boxes laying in the sector right beside hers that was in windows, Kevlar windowed area, with new titanium girders. And they had a bomb go off there, by the way, which is not where the so-called entry point of the missile hit the building. It was not an aircraft. It's a pile of crap.
It was in the basement.
Yeah, and the main thing were, and the main thing is it explodes in the building. We were pre-placed there, just like a 9/11. I know from my sources, and these are good sources, that those bombs were placed there by Marvin Bush, the brother of George Bush, who was a security officer for the World Trade Center. Last day of work was 9/11. And, in fact, they were placed there by CIA, Mossad-contracted nuclear division of ACOM, of the nuclear division of the Israelis that handled micronukes. And the Israeli micronuke team put the bombs in the building for 6 months before the explosions. They did five simulations before they finally did the live one with the bombs, including in the basement that occurred minutes before even the aircraft hit the building and blew people's skin off and killed people. I interviewed some of the elevator operators years ago that were there and actually saw people coming up from the basement with their skin blown off. Okay, so if you think, well, I have a different opinion, Deagle, I said, your opinion means nothing. 9/11 was an inside job. When I hear people complaining on Fox, oh, well, they can't sue Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia were just a functionary. You got to understand the state of Saudi Arabia and Israel are not autonomous states. They're run by SAD, so is the super state Europe. They're not autonomous. 85% of the laws and rules come out of what's called executive committees and meetings in Strasbourg, France, or in Brussels. And right. In fact, the orders are passed down by the SAD, Special Activity Division of the CIA. They're not autonomous at all. It's a pile of garbage. Even the financial running of Germany is run by SAD, too. People don't know that, do they?
No. By the way, are we on the air?
We are on the air. Now. Go ahead.
Okay, all right. So I did want to run out what this gem hunter from Afghanistan said. Okay,
right.
about where Akbar Khan, a.k.a. Osama bin Laden, was. Okay.
Right.
And he very specifically stated, okay, after we pulled out a map, okay,
right.
And it was a map that gave 10-digit coordinates, okay?
Yeah, in other words, you had GPS coordinates right down to where his front door is of his building, in other words.
He, absolutely, yes. Yeah,
it's not like a vague address somewhere. It's an actual GPS coordinate he gave you, right? Which is almost funny.
Well,
go ahead.
Well, we use 10-digit coordinates to mark the spot. If we have somebody that's killed, that's part of the mission, and we have to bury them, and when we have to come back and find them later to exhume the body and return it to the U.S., okay,
right.
We bury it and use a 10-digit coordinate,
right?
You know, satellite coordinate for that gravesite,
right?
So he was very, very careful, okay, and gave me there were two 10-digit coordinates where this Osama bin Laden was, a.k.a. Akbar Khan. And he said, look, he said, now what more do you need? Okay, you have to understand, this guy is running around with an entourage of 200 people plus, okay? And the carrying capacity of Afghanistan in that area is very low. In other words, it takes a lot. It consumes all the available resources just to support people, in this area. okay? It's very low. So he said, here he is right now. Last time I was there, which was a few hours ago, he is right here. And right. he took a pin and stuck it in and with a 10-digit coordinate and said, and if he isn't there by the time you idiots plan to get there, and you move with the speed of a lightning speed of a glacier, okay?
Pretty funny. I mean, by the way, when I talked to the guys from Delta Force Special Op, or the guys that were in the FEMA, or the CDC and FBI, there was a special team for biological and radiological terrorism. It got just as humorous. I mean, we're laughing so hard, I thought we were going to get hernias. Let's put it this way, at the table back in Adams Mark Hotel in March of 2001, before 9/11, where they told me they were going to do a war game simulation there. I mean, this gets so bizarre, you say, no, this can't be good grist for a B-movie. This really happened, people. This is not something Delusional Deagle made up. Why would I make up this crap? This is bad crap.
I told this Jim Hunter, I said, look, you know, and I don't want to divulge his identification because, first of all, he wants to stay in Afghanistan, and he wants to keep making a fortune and doing what he really loves to do, and he's very good at it. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, finding gems, because there's certain gemstones and minerals that are very unique in Afghanistan, right?
Certainly. Absolutely. You know, that gems and the gemstones are probably the most important issue besides the oil on the, you know, from Pipelandistan.
Well, there's two minerals I know right off, lithium and tellurium. They're the two key ones, and I know tellurium for making microchips and AI, and lithium for batteries. And they got tons of it. I mean, it's ridiculous. Plus, there's tons of oil there, too. Afghanistan is not oil poor.
No. Actually, as I always say on your show, Bill, okay, they have what is called God, okay? And as I always look at a country and understand what its potential can be, I always refer to the acronym GOD. That stands for gold, oil, and drugs, okay? If you don't, that's what it takes.
And by the way, Afghanistan's got some of the largest gold mines in the world, too. And by the way, interesting thing about gold, and I found this out from volcanism, gold always follows volcanic lines and fault zones. That's why the largest gold mines in the world, by the way, are British Columbia at the Williams Lake mine and the one in Alaska. These other ones are big, like the one in Venezuela, which is again along fault zones where there's, tectonic lines. And same with Afghanistan.
As I'm saying, is that this fellow was saying, okay, he is there. He has about 220 people in his entourage, okay, between Hunden and Kunduz. Hunden and Kunduz. You can look those names up on a map, okay?
How do you spell them? How do you spell Hunden and Kunduz?
Hunden, H-U-N-N-D-U-N, and Kunduz is K-U-N-D-U-Z.
Uh-huh. And these are both in Afghanistan.
Yes, absolutely. And he is moving. Akbar Khan, a.k.a. bin Laden, is moving between these two towns.
Right.
All right? He never leaves.
I want to throw an interesting factoid. You know when Donald Trump said he's going to pull out, he's going to do this and that, and he's working on a peace accord with the Taliban, which, by the way, is happening right now as we speak. People need to realize Trump is doing this while he knows that we're collaborating with these four elements, gold, right? Gold,
Oil.
Right. You have to understand that Trump is accepting the fact that SAD runs the drug trade, runs the organ trade, and runs the people trade in the whole planet. It's our SAD of the CIA that runs the whole thing, and they operate it through this agency called Project Omega, conceived by the Thule Society, which, by the way, the Nazi Germans didn't lose the Second World War. They won it. They're the Nidus of our CIA and NSA. They run every agency on the planet or runs for them, aren't they?
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bio-nutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. But that interesting how the sky is actually semi-tropical. Do you know that? Because of the northwestern drift current that comes in there.
Right, right. The Great Conveyor.
Great Conveyor Belt, yeah. Well, we're back with Greg Forbes sharing lots of kind of interesting family kind of vignettes. What people need to understand is we need to start connecting the dots, and in order to understand the future, one of the things that Barbara Honegger mentioned to me is after they deal with the terrorism thing, which we've been dealing with since 9/11, their next thing is the asteroid thing. Now, in April of 2029, which is now less than 10 years, it's about, 9.5 years approximately for now, we have the asteroid Apophis, which is 3 times bigger than the one that wiped out the dinosaurs 60 million years ago. 1% chance of it or its debris field striking Earth. Now, it's not likely the asteroid itself will be, but its debris field contains a lot of you know, if you want to call it asteroids or comets or whatever, that could actually impact and hit the Earth in less than 10 years. And, of course, a lot of people aren't aware of the fact of a pole shift, which, by the way, we're heading toward. The drop in the magnetic field, the fact we have two very rapidly migrating north magnetic poles, two south magnetic poles, and a geomagnetic anomaly in the South Atlantic that at 20,000 miles out at the Velen radiation belt, which is three layers out in space of our deepest satellites, is actually weakening to the point where there's a hole that's five times the diameter of Earth at 20,000 miles out. People aren't aware that a pole shift is going to be pretty cataclysmic to so-called the internet and satellite-based communications, commerce, military operations, etc., and it'll actually very stoutly end the New World Order. And it doesn't have to be like one big cataclysm. It can be a rumble of the crust of the Earth moving on the mantle, moving it down, say, 12 to 1,600 miles. Most likely, the way things are going from past history is you're going to see the North Pole move further into Siberia. It used to be 10,000 years ago, according to experts, like some of our experts we've had on the show recently, and South Baffin Island. Right now it's in Siberia, the actual North Pole. So what's likely to happen is that when this pole shift happens, it's going to move the crust of the Earth roughly over a period of roughly, say, 2 months, 1,200 miles south, so the equator will pass through roughly a place like Havana, Cuba. So the big gray swan events of the future are financial collapse, engineered, controlled demolition to bring about a new world order in a digital cyberspace, a pole shift, an asteroid coming in, or the danger of a thermonuclear war. But the most likely thing is not an exchange of missiles, but EMP attacks, either by cyber hacking or high-altitude weapon like the Russian hypersonic cruise missiles, which literally in the last few days, Putin's been boasting that they can travel at 27 times the speed of sound. They have them embedded in Nicaragua and in La Orchila Island in north of Venezuela under the Russian control. Now, we're trying to get through to Trump on this because he's acting like he doesn't believe it. Now, we've been sending information to him almost every week. In fact, in the last segment, in Hour 3, I hope to get John Spring on, who, because of Tuesday's New Year's Eve, we're not going to have him on tomorrow, but I want to get him on for a segment today. We'll probably do some video maybe after the show today with John. But people need to understand, I understand what the gray swan events are, and they're there to change history. And the most dangerous one, believe it or not, nuclear weapons or chemical weapons or even a pole shift, it's AI. Because I took care of employees working at the Virtual World Project, literally the Matrix, primary node, which is at Falcon, Colorado, Shreve Air Force Base. And they had the Cray Array there, a giant cube of underground supercomputer Cray computers, but Seymour Cray had developed in Colorado Springs. And he built a gallium arsenide chip that could have the processing capacity of 100,000 Cray 4. So literally 100,000 supercomputers replaced by one supercomputer with a virtual model of Earth and every person in it down to cyberspace of 1.5 centimeters horizontal as well as vertical dimensions. That's pretty crazy, isn't it? And they want to tie it to your ID. Now, next year, the IDs come out. Now, they're going to come in layers. The first layer is, by the way, I saw it at Affymetrics in Chicago in Oak Ridge National Lab. It's 3 6-digit numbers. The first 6 determines your HLA haplotype. The second determines your not only education and your genetics. And the third one indicates all your other proclivities, you know, where you live, what you buy, etc. Some basic core numbers that can be put into your biometrics. And these can actually be cross-checked with your iris scan, retinal scan, digital fingerprints, or what they demonstrated to me was a DNA biochip 21 years ago. And at that time, it was 42 cents. They figured they're going to get the price down to 5 cents. You don't need a whole drop of blood, like a micro drop of blood. That's why they're freaking out this week and saying they don't want intel agents sending their saliva for genetic analysis through Ancestry.com or 23andMe. Because it means that they can not only track them with just a drop of their sweat or their fingerprints on a doorknob, but eventually you can use scalar technology to know where they are from anywhere in the world to their GPS coordinates down to a couple cubic meters. People say, oh no, they can't do that. I said, you know, you're a moron, and these scientists have been working on this for decades, including us and the Russians. For very advanced, some of this technology goes back 50 years or more. This is nothing new. This is old stuff, isn't it?
Stasi. Okay, that's the only name when you reference this material, the Stasi, right. The East German Intelligence Network.
Right.
That's exactly what they developed to keep track of every citizen in the Eastern Europe.
You're talking about scalar technology or DNA amplification? Or both?
Both.
Both, yeah. And you understand, the Stasi, with the breakup of the former Soviet Union and the amalgamation of East and West Germany, a lot of these technologies are directly transferred to our CIA and our NSA. Remember, they absorb technology and bump it up to, you know, global control, because remember, there's this Project Omega. It's primarily run by the NSA, the No Such Agency, which has a budget 400 times bigger than the CIA, and the CIA's budget bigger than all other intel agencies on the planet. So the world is run by the No Such Agency. Isn't that wild? And they have proxies like Five Eyes, which is Canadian Security, British Intelligence, MI5, MI6. We're all just proxies. The NSA and America runs the world. I mean, that includes Russian GRU and KGB, Brazilian Security Forces, all BS. Just like Mossad. There's four or five different drug cartels, there's one. And all the cartels and all the human trade and all the organ trade is run by SAD, and they get their cut, and it goes into their blackout budgets for genetic engineering, off-world space project, and deep underground military bases, DUMs. When I took care of employees that were working there, the people that are drilling out and creating DUMs from dormant magma domes or underground matrix cities, I took care of John Fiala, who was actually my patient, believe it or not, who was best friends with Phil Schneider, and Phil got exposed to heavy metals from the sodium-cooled nuclear reactors. They eventually killed him because he was releasing information. He walked around with a bag of, you know, exotic minerals from other worlds, and kept on telling these stories, you know. And people say, oh, no, he's just a weird guy. No, he was not just a weird guy. He's a brave guy. He got hit in the chest with a plasma weapon from one of these aliens at a facility underground, I think New Mexico, and had to have his sternum replaced with a steel plate. People don't get it. They don't realize the world is a lot weirder than you can imagine, isn't it?
Now, your listeners are listening now, correct?
Well, they are indeed. Well, yeah, go ahead.
Okay. The reason why I asked that is, and I'll finish up my story, and this gem hunter actually gave us the absolute 10-digit coordinates to get Akbar Khan, a.k.a. Osama bin Laden. Okay.
Right. Yeah. And a.k.a. Tim Osman, a.k.a. Timmy.
Tim Osman, right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. That's okay. Such a joke. You know, these guys laugh their head off at how stupid we are, right? What do you mean, well, Tim Osman?
Well, I know this gem hunter was, okay? And when I told him that 3 days before, I had sent the reports, the flash, what are called flash intelligence reports, and that's absolutely critical reports that have to be acted on right then and there, within seconds, okay,
right.
About Jessica Lynch, right. The Iraqis captured Jessica Lynch on the first invasion, and everyone was looking for Jessica Lynch, and I actually got the information where she was from Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi,
right.
The head of ISIS, okay,
right.
he was in the police station in Samarra, okay, and under threat, okay, he told me exactly where Jessica Lynch was.
Right.
And so I related the same information to this gem hunter about
right.
Osama bin Laden. And
right.
And he said, yes, he said, you people, us Americans he was referring to, will probably move on this bin Laden information about as fast as you did Jessica Lynch, which is about the lightning speed of a glacier, is exactly what he used.
Now, who is Jessica Lynch and why is she important to know about?
Jessica Lynch was a American soldier. She's famous. If everybody types her name in, Jessica Lynch, she was taken prisoner by the Iraqis when we invaded Iraq in the opening days. She was on a convoy.
There's a movie made for it, too, right?
And the convoy got lost, and I have my doubts about how it got lost,
right.
But it got lost, and everybody was either killed or captured by the Iraqis. and so she was captured, and as I sent my reports in, and supposedly she was actually rescued by Delta, quote, Delta Force, 72 hours after I sent my reports in. Okay.
What year was that now? Because she was in there. She was served in Iraq in 2003. What year did Delta Force remove her after your reports within 72 hours? What year was that?
That was 2003.
Right. Same year. In other words, she was only in their custody for a matter of weeks or months.
Right. Well, I sent my reports in because they came from this lieutenant colonel in the Mukhabarat by the name of Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, a.k.a. Al-Aghazi al-Baghdadi, a.k.a. the leader, the founder, future founder of ISIS.
And by the way, Baghdadi was a Jewish actor recruited by MI5, MI6, and the CIA, SAD, to actually be the guy. And the name al-Baghdadi is actually a canonized Christian saint from two centuries ago. Is that funny or what?
As they say, history goes full circle.
Yeah, it's so crazy. You think, well, you couldn't make this up, Deagle. No, I didn't, unfortunately. It's so weird. And the thing is, I call them blue lies, by Paul Bunyan. And he lied about his giant blue ox. The thing is, these are so big, people say, nah, you got to be crazy. That can't be truth. You're just a conspiracy theorist. I'm thinking, you're an idiot, and you're going to die an idiot because you think you want to spit on the messenger because you think that's not possible. They don't have supercomputers in the Matrix. They don't have brain interface chips. They don't have a Matrix they're going to launch. They don't have a biometric ID. Guess what? A lot of stuff is actually happening as we speak. Even the cell phone companies have announced that in a few years they won't have cell phones. We have to have an IR or screen or even an auditory connection. They'll be able to interface directly with your cortex. Transcortical digital communications is coming, isn't it?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, it can't come soon enough.
And the miniseries called The Feed, it's actually already there. The problem is, if it's not done under our autonomy and control, it'll be very evil. It'll be used by the New World Order to have, like, Minority Report pre-crime apprehension of you to think that your thoughts are so evil. We know you're going to do this certain crime, so they arrest you before you even do it. People said, that can't happen, Deagle. I said, you know what? I one of the things that's bizarre about Deagle is I can't live with cognitive dissonance. I was like that as a little child. If an adult said something that disagreed with something I already knew was true, I'd confront the damn adult. What are you, little Billy Deagle? Billy Deagle doesn't believe you. I remember telling my teacher in grade one, she said, all the little angels come down, and they take bodies, and they come down. I said, sister, Billy Deagle in the back of the class. And I said, what are you saying? I said, sister, what you said is a figment of your very productive imagination, and you're full of rope. What do you mean, rope, Billy? I said, well, when you go to the toilet, it looks like rope. Get out in the hall, Billy. And she strapped me until I was almost bleeding. And she said, is that enough, Billy? I said, I don't know. Are you tired yet? And she remembered it in 1976 when I actually diagnosed her with a hot abdomen. We had to take a section of her bowel out to save her life. She quit the nunnery and had 5 kids. But she remembered me. She said, I remember you. He reminded you when I saw Damien Thorne, the Antichrist. I said, I'm not an evil person, but I'm not bendable. I have titanium spiritual genes, let's put it that way. That's why I don't shut up. I'm not going to shut up so my guests can speak. I'll tell you something. You better damn well listen, because this next year is going to be a hell of a year, isn't it? A hell of a year.
Well, we
need to do some video afterward. Let's do some video after the show today. Okay, we're going to continue the dialogue.
Oh, okay. All right. Which was most